I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're headed to the Woodland Mall in Bowling Green, which made for a strange experience. I'd never been to the mall before, and when I mentioned to my coworker that this week's Rough Draft Diaries was found at the mall, he asked, "Is there anything left there?" This made perfect sense once I arrived, because it was a bit eerie. Some shops are still around, but almost every other storefront is empty, with a gate pulled down over the face of the store. The movie theater is still around, and we're headed just a few feet down from the movie theater. And this space holds quite the contrast from the Woodland Mall.
My name is Mark Bolas, and we're at the Big Fab Lab in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Great, so we're going to do the tour first, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
I'll follow
Let's
you.
Let's take a walk.
The Fab Lab is a makerspace. They provide equipment, classes, storage, or studio space to people who want to create things. Mark divides it into three different categories.
So there's three components. There is the education. So you can come in, learn how to use a piece of equipment. There's also the component of collaboration amongst the members. So once you learn how to use a piece of equipment, you have some ideas. And you may have 50% of the project figured out. You can collaborate with other members who may have some more experience. And then the third component is industry. So we're also servicing small companies in the area, manufacturers, companies who don't have their own studio space and equipment to prototype. So we have a number of engineers that will come into the space from local companies and do their prototyping here.
So to cover those three areas of interest, the Fab Lab has to be pretty big and multifaceted, which it is. There's a sewing area, a label maker, they've got a pottery space, a junk section. They have available office space, a 3D printer, computer room, photography room, and a laser engraver, which was just in use before we got to it.
Wow. So that's where that kind of Bernie smell is coming from?
Yes. Yeah, we just had a member in here that was doing some work on plexiglass, and that's what we smell right now.
Gotcha.
After touring the full room and seeing all the sections neatly organized in their own space, I was shocked to find out our tour wasn't done yet.
Okay, that's just half of it. Now we'll see the other half of the space.
Really?
So members
have.
Yeah, that's so 16,000 square feet. It's a huge space.
Wow.
And that what we just toured was a clean side. So if you're working on something that's not too messy or you're not making a lot of noise, you do it on this side.
The other side of the space, you have to go through a hallway to get there, has a kitchen, a metal shop, a finishing room, and a wood shop. The scope of the Fab Lab is quite astonishing, especially when you realize it's only been open to the public for the past 4 years. Mark, however, got the idea to create this space about 6 years ago, when, as an engineer, he was having a hard time finding a space to create prototypes for his business.
I found myself seeking out a cooperative space, a shared space. I called around to a lot of mom-and-pa shops in town, asking if I could come in and use their equipment. And they just laughed at me, so that didn't go very far. But about that same time, I stumbled upon the concept of a makerspace, and then learned that there were makerspaces in Detroit and Cleveland and Columbus. And so I just went exploring and visited as many makerspaces as I could. And then I stumbled on this space here in the mall, and the idea just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, this is a perfect space to build a makerspace.
Although it may make a perfect space, it is quite the odd couple. Walking through the Fab Lab and walking through the mall, you can't deny the difference in energy to each space. The Fab Lab is membership-based, so any member can use the space whenever they need it. There's this quiet, creative energy to the place. The mall, on the other hand, gives off this loud emptiness. You can't ignore the abandoned stores or the eerie feeling you get when you feel like you're the only person walking the hallways. But Mark hopes this contrast will not be there for very long.
You know, this mall is has great bones. You know, yes, retail is not working for indoor malls at this time. But I really believe, my vision is that we could possibly change this mall into a business center. You know, if we have businesses that are incubating in our space, my dream is that they grow outside of our walls and into some vacant space here at the mall, and then transform this into a vibrant business center and move away from the retail.
So Mark has big dreams for the Woodland Mall and big dreams for the Big Fab Lab. And even though there may be things to improve upon, Mark has no regrets in choosing the location of his makerspace and the community that surrounds him.
You know, I had faith that this was what I was supposed to be doing. So took the step, and here we are now with almost filled this entire space with tools and, you know, studio spaces that people are using now for their own passions. And so I feel so good about what this is becoming. We still have a long way to go, but it's been beneficial for kids, for adults, for retirees. But it really does go back to a lot of generous people who have come alongside to help us out.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.